We're going to be in Psalms 19. Psalms 19, and we're going to look at verses 7 through 11. And I had a wonderful time back in the senior adult class today and taught Sunday school back there, and we had a good time and good discussion. And I appreciate those opportunities. Psalms 19, and we'll look at verse 7 through 11. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, that you are the ultimate Father. You're the ultimate God. You're the ultimate Dad. That God, we can call you Abba Father. And Lord, we just thank you for your love that you extended for all mankind. And God, that you gave your only begotten Son, and Lord, for all of us. That Lord, if we would just have faith and trust and believe in you and accept your Son, a perfect gift, God, that we can have eternal life. And God, thank you for that ultimate sacrifice as a father. And God, I thank you for all those that are here today, parents in general. God, I'm representing fathers today and dads. God, thank you for them, and thank you for our lives. And God, I realize that not everybody had a wonderful experience with their fathers and their dads. But God, I pray that those that are here today that didn't have a good experience, that God, that they can make a decision in their life not to live the same legacy out, to make a decision to be different, to make a decision to be the dad that you've required and called us to be. Make a decision that we would be the father that you would desire us to be. And God, that we can love our families and love our spouses and our children in the way that you loved us, God. And God, I pray that through your word this morning, that as we open it up, that God, you would be honored with the reading of your word. God, as you anoint the reading of your word. God, it is your word. And God, I pray that your word will go forward today and will accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you. God, may we open up our hearts. May we open up our ears and our minds and our eyes. And Father, hear and see what it is you would have us to do today in your word. And God, I pray that we can apply your word to our life. And God, I pray that you defeat the devil. You'll bind him up, and his demons and oppositions and all that come against his word. And God, keep them at bay and let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to work and move in our hearts and lives today. God, again, we ask you that you anoint the reading of your word. God, have me behind the cross. Use me, fill me with your presence and power of the Holy Spirit of God to deliver your word today. And may your Holy Spirit have freedom to move and work in our lives. God, again, we thank you for Father's Day and the celebration of it. God, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Psalms 19 in verse 7 through 11. God speaks. God speaks through his word. And there are several things that as I thought about this message and as I was looking at it, characteristics that are outlined in the word for us as parents, for us as Christians, for us as the fathers and dads here today, that I think we can learn from this. This past week, I was able to be blessed to go on vacation with the family, and we went through some theme parks and stuff. And as I sit there and I watched and I observed different people and how they responded and how they reacted with their children and their parents and dads and moms and how they reacted with their children. Some of them, I wanted to take behind the woodshed and beat and stuff. And some of them were just so loving and affectionate and just watching the interaction of people and their children and stuff. And I thought about these verses and thought about characteristics and traits that, you know, we should all want to instill in our families. Not only that, but as Christians, not only as parents, but as Christians, that the characteristics and traits that we want to live out before others and live a legacy before them and live a life before them, a life of meaning, a life of worth. And you can get that through God, and God speaks and how God reveals himself to you and me. And aren't you glad that God took the opportunity to make the initiative to reveal himself to you and me through his spirit, through his word? I thank God for that, because God was intimate enough to reveal himself to us. I talked about this morning, you know, that God, when he saved us, he didn't come to Rick and knock on Rick's heart to save Jameson. He didn't come and knock on Jameson's heart to save Rick. He come and knocked on Rick's heart to say, Rick. He come to knock on Jameson's heart to say, Jameson. Thank God that God is an intimate God, that God is a personal God, that God took the initiative in your life and my life and made it personal and come to us and made a personal invitation with you and me. Thank the Lord for that initiative. So in Psalms 19 and verse 7 through 11, we see several characteristics of how God speaks both through His Word and through His world. Look at verse 7 through 11 with me. It said, the law of the Lord is what? Is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, they than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is the servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. I thought about God. I thought about, as I said, as God speaks through His Word, as God speaks through His world, God has a way of revealing Himself to you and me. Through His Word, He makes clear the character and nature of Him. Not only that, but through His Word, He makes it clear the character and nature of you and me. God's Word has a way of revealing Himself. If you open up His Word and you study it, or you just look around at the vastness of creation, God has a way of revealing Himself to us. If we would just open up our hearts, open up our minds and our eyes and look around, you can see. I thought about the song Jameson was singing, how beautiful you are. When I look at your face, how beautiful you are. What a day that will be when I meet my Jesus and I see my Jesus face to face. What a day that would be. But not only that, but you and your mind can open up your mind and see, as you sing in that song, you're beautiful. God, you're beautiful. You're face to face. I see you. God, you're beautiful. How you can just look into the expanse of time and see God and know of His characteristics, know of His nature, and see and understand how beautiful He is. How beautiful He is. What He's made in life and what He's done for you. What He's done for me. God is beautiful. And we see that in the expanse of time. He reveals His character and nature to you and to me and to mankind. He reveals who we are and how man can be reconciled to God through God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. How we can be reconciled to Him. Oh, listen, parents here today. Listen to me. Dad's here today. My friends, you have a character. And my friends, what is your character displaying? What can people see in your character and nature? What kind of legacy are you leading for your children? What can your children say about you? What can your children say about your character and your nature and your makeup and who you are? My friend, nobody knows you better than your family and yourself. And when you're home, parents, Christians, I'm talking to us all today, not only dads, but when we're home and the true you comes out behind your doors, what kind of character do they see? What kind of nature do they see? I want to encourage you today, my friends, that through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, when we allow Him to enlighten us, as the Scripture says, and allow Him to be Lord and Savior of our life, His character begins to be revealed in your life and my life. And my friend, and people are able to see the testimony lived out in your life and my life through what the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God wants to do in your life and mine. You begin to have a testimony. People begin to look at your life and say, I don't know what they have, but I want some of it. They're able to look at you and say, you know, what is it that you got? You're so happy. You're bubbly. You're all the time. You're the light in a room. You light up a party, whatever they say. And then you're able to say, because of the love of God in my heart. Because of the love of God in my heart. We have a character. We have a nature. And my friend, as Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, as parents, as dads here today, we want to make sure that our character and our nature, my friend, honors the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. honors Him, that we can set the examples for our children to follow, that we can set and be the examples for a lost and dying world to see and follow, that we can be encouraged to know, my friend, that we're setting examples for others to follow. We have a character, we have a nature, my friend, and what is it? Oh, listen, through His Word, He provides warning for disobedience, but He also provides promises and rewards for obedience. Oh, listen, the Scripture is given to us. His Word is powerful. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 says this. It says, all Scripture is given unto me by what? By the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for training, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He goes on to say in verse 17, that a man of God may be what? Perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. My friend, how can he say that through his Scripture, when we read it, that it is for correction, for reproof, for instruction, for training, for righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect. We can be perfect in the Lord's eyes, and we can be furnished unto all good works, but we got to open up the Word. We got to open up our heart, our mind, and our eyes. We've got to allow the Holy Spirit of God to take over and rule and reign in our lives, to become those individuals that God desires to be, to become the man of God, to be perfect in God's eyes, to be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, my friends. We can do that. We can live out a life like that. But it takes total surrendering our life over to the will of God. It takes solely surrendering our heart and life over to Him. Oh, listen to me. Fathers, we need you to step up to the plate today. All the world is trying to dupe our kids and tell them all kind of things, to search in the world for happiness, for peace, for riches and stuff like that. No. If they want happiness and they want peace, they want riches, they can find it in the Word of God. They can find it in the Lord. They can find it in God. And we need to be the parents and the Christians that set the example to lead them in that way, to lead them in that path. My friend, we need to be those ones. Oh, listen, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Scripture is God's revelation of Himself and His plan of redemption, which is accomplished through Jesus Christ our Lord. Luke 24, 25 and 27 says this, through 27. Luke 24, 25 through 27 says this. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Art not Christ who has suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, He expounded, He taught them, unto them in all the Scriptures, the things concerning Himself. All the Scriptures God speaks through His Word. All the Scriptures that we read. And as He taught from Moses on, He expounded unto them the Scriptures of the things concerning Himself, the things concerning Christ, because He wanted to reveal Himself to mankind. He wanted a personal, intimate relationship with you and me. And so He chose, my friend, to reveal Himself to us through His Word. He reveals Himself, as I said, through many different ways and many different things. He can reveal Himself to us through angels unaware, other people that you come in contact with, through circumstances in life, God reveals Himself. Various ways through creation, God reveals Himself. Through His Word, He reveals Himself. Oh, listen to me. We need to get in it and figure out what it is that God is speaking to your heart and mind about. God speaks through His Word. If you're taking notes, number one, God speaks to reveal His character and His nature. God speaks to reveal His character and nature. And in verses 7 through 9, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Listen to me, dads. Listen to me, Christians today. Oh, listen. You can understand there's several characteristics right here that I just read that ought to be evident in your life and my life, ought to be real, ought to be evident in the life of a Christian, ought to be evident in our life as brothers and sisters in Christ, as parents, as godly parents, some things that ought to be evident in His Word. His Word is true and righteous, as it said. And it goes through there, references to God's Word. David lists an accomplishment of characteristics characteristics. When you look back at verses 7 through 9, he lists a bunch of accomplishments of the characteristics in these verses. Look at them with me. When you look back through 7 and 9, he said the characteristics of God and in our life, the Lord, number one in verse 7, the Lord is what? Perfect. He's perfect. And so you see that? Number one, he's perfect. Number two, it's sure. They're right. It's pure. It's clean. It's enduring. It's true. And it's righteousness. When you look through 7 through 9, you will pick up on those characteristics and those traits of the Lord. Perfect, sure, right, pure, clean, enduring, true, and righteous. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. What can our children say about us? What can others say about us? What kind of life do we live? I want to encourage you. You can live a life and have those characteristics exhibited in your life. My friend, if you allow the Lord to use you in your life, he can do great and mighty things through your life and through you. And those virtues and those characteristics will be known. They will be evident in your life and my life so others can see and identify with that. Not only does David list the characteristics here, but David lists the effects of God's characteristics. He lists the effects of them in his word. He lists them out. He said it revives. It makes wise in verses 7 through 9. It brings rejoicing and it enlightens. And it enlightens. It makes wise. These characteristics that are exhibited, these characteristics that are perfect, that are sure, that are right, that are pure, that are clean, enduring, true, and righteous. Living out these characteristics in your life and mine, my friend, then the effects of that. The effects of that, my friend, the effects that it has, it makes one rise. It brings rejoicing and it enlightens us. When we get into God's word and we apply it, my friend, the reason the Bible is perfect, sure, right, pure, and clean, and enduring is because God is. It's because God is. The reason his word can make you wise, the reason it can make you wise and bring rejoicing and enlighten you is because God is. Because God is, there is rejoicing in the Lord. There is praising in the Lord. God's word is enlightening. It will enlighten us. It will open up our eyes and open up our minds, and we can see what it is that God has to say to your heart and my heart. It's enlightening. It's perfect. It's sure. My friends, if you're looking for something, moms and dads, parents, everybody in here tonight, if you're looking for something that is sure, you can find it in God. If you're looking for something that is perfect, you can find it in God. If you're looking for something that is clean, you can find it in God. If you're looking for something that is righteousness, you can find it in the Lord. If you're looking for something to make you wise, you can find it in the Lord. If you're looking for something to make you pure and holy and righteousness, you can find it in the Lord. And my friend, those qualities as exhibited in us are to be what is showing out, what is shining out in our life for others to see. As those qualities, those characteristics, and those things are revealed in him through us. Those qualities, folks are to be able to identify in you and me as children of God, as Christians, as mom and dads, as fathers. Those characteristics are to be able to be identified in the Christian, in the child of God. There are to be evident, are to be able to see them in our lives and exhibit them, my friends, and share and show others what God is. It is the word of God that points us to the God of the word. It is the word of God that points us to the God of the word. My friend, it points us to the way, leads us to the way. And it's our job to train our children in that way, train them up and the way they should go, my friend, and instill those qualities in their lives, and instill it in them, love them, lead them in the ways, and train them as God has desired for us to do. Train them. Oh, and my friend, if you want to be satisfied, there is nothing that can satisfy you anymore than the God of the Word. And applying God's Word to your life. You're hungry. You're looking for something. My friend, you tried everything else, my friend, to fulfill that satisfaction. But nothing can fulfill that desire like God can. Nothing can fulfill that desire like God can. Open up your heart. Give it to Him. Let Him be the one that fulfills your desires and your dreams. I say this, and I've said it a couple of times. You know, as you and me, as married individuals that are married in here today, I've said it before, that you should be able to look at your spouse and say, nothing outside of Jesus completes me like you do. You ought to be able to look at your wife. You ought to be able to look at Miss Karen and say, nothing completes me like you do.
Nothing completes me like you do.
And Miss Karen ought to be able to look at Mr. James and says, nothing completes me like you do.
Nothing completes me like you do.
And you ought to be able to say, outside of Jesus, with a true heart, be able to look at your family, be able to look at your spouses, be able to look at your children and say, nothing completes me like you do. D, look at this boy right here. Tell him, outside of Jesus, nothing completes you like He does.
Nothing completes like He does.
Amen. Look at Daddy and say, outside of Jesus, nothing completes me like you do.
Nothing completes me like you do.
Amen. Mama, look at baby girl. Say, nothing completes me like you do.
Outside of Jesus, nothing
completes
me like you do.
Amen. Look at Mama and tell her. Whisper it to her. Amen, she said it. Folks, we need to say that more often. Amen. We're representing Father's Day. We're representing Christians. We're representing, we're setting the examples. And we are to be able to say, outside of Jesus, nothing completes me like you do. And my mama told me that this morning. Nothing completes me like you do either, Mama. Or my wife. Honey, nothing completes me like you do. And I am incomplete without you. You know what my honey does from time to time? She texts me. Text me is a great thing. Love you. Nothing completes me like you do. You know what? She'll text me every so often. And in that text, she'll say, nothing completes me like you do. You know what? Outside of Jesus, listen to me. You're looking to be complete, you won't find it outside of Jesus. You want to be complete, you'll find it in Jesus. And when Jesus completes your life, you won't have a problem looking at one another and saying, nothing completes me like you do. You won't have a problem looking at one another and saying, nothing completes me like you do. And setting that examples because of the love of God that God has instilled in your heart and in your life and in mine. Oh, listen to me. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. You're looking for satisfaction? You can find it in the Lord. Not only that, but number two, God speaks to show us that our desires should be for Him. Look at verse 10 and 11. Look at verse 10 and 11. He says this. He said, more to be what?
Desired.
More to be desired. God wants to be desired in your life and my life. He wants us to have more of a desire for Him each and every day of our lives. Folks, I'm going to tell you, nothing beats being fulfilled with a desire to love and serve the Lord. He says, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, they than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Oh, listen. God did not reveal Himself to you and me for us not to do nothing with it. God took the initiative to reveal Himself to you and me because He wanted a relationship with us. And He wanted it intimate. He wanted a perfect relationship with you and me. Right. Folks, I understand that not everybody had a perfect childhood. I understand. Some of you might be in here today that didn't have the best of a dad. Or maybe didn't even have the best of a mother. And you know what? That's on them. That's on them. They might have not have took the initiative to reveal their self to you in a godly manner, in a godly way, in exhibiting love. But folks, you're here today, and you can change that. You can change that. You don't have to follow down that same path that you were brought up in. You don't have to live that same way that you come from. Choose today to make an impact in your family. And today to make things real and different. Choose today to reveal yourself to your family, your children, and your spouses. Choose today to reveal yourself to them. Be the dad, the mom, and the parents, and the Christian brothers and sisters that Christ wants us to be. Just as God revealed Himself to us and wanted an intimate relationship to you and me, it took Him revealing Himself and making that initiative. Folks, it might take you making the initiative to reveal yourself to your children and your wife and your spouses today. But my friend, if you do it, it'll be the best thing you ever did outside of Jesus. Outside of Jesus, it'll be the best thing you ever did is taking the initiative. Because look, folks, James says, for what is your life? It's but a vapor. Appear for a little while and vanish away. Don't live a life of regret because you didn't say what you needed to say to your children or your parents, your loved one, or your spouses. Change that today. Make it right because life is short. God chose to reveal Himself to us. As I told you when we were down at the theme parks this past week and thinking about this message and seeing these children, some of these children, all they had was a grandpa and a grandma because a mom and dad wasn't in the picture. And we sit and we talk to some of these folks that are 70 and 80 year old grandpas and grandmas with 4 and 5 year old children trying to show them and give them a better life because mom and dad walked out of the picture and left them with the grandparents. You know, and sad but true, that often happens way too much. And it had an impact on my life. It made me realize that nobody's going to love my children like I do. Nobody can reveal themselves to my kids as parents like I can do. And my friend, when I thought about that, I thought about dads and moms, parents, Christians. It's time today that we step out and take that initiative and reveal ourselves in a loving manner to our family. Reveal ourselves to our children. Reveal ourselves. Time is short. We live in a hectic society. We live in a fast food society. We live in a rat race. Stop. Take the time to let your family, your spouse, and your children know that you love them and you're taking the initiative to be intimate and reveal yourself to them and that you want to be a part of their life. Because that's what God did for you and to me. He took the initiative to reveal Himself to us. God's word is true. John 17:17 says this. It says, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. God speaks through His word. Reveals Himself through His word. Speak the word into your family. Into your children. Into your spouses. Speak the word to them. Psalms 119:20. Says, my soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto the judgments at all times. It can also be said as this, my soul is consumed with longing for you and longing for your commandments and your rule. My soul longeth for you. Psalms 119:129 says this, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doeth my soul keep them. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore do my soul keep them. Oh, listen, you have a testimony. We all have testimonies. God's testimonies are wonderful. Do our soul keep them? Oh, I pray today as parents, as dads, as fathers, as Christian men and women here today, that just as God took the initiative to reveal Himself to us, that we know that His words are pure, they're true, they're holy, they're righteous. My friend, that it can make one wise, that we can endure through times. His word is powerful, true. All that we read, those characteristics in God can be lived out through you and me if we open up our heart and allow Him to. And my friend, those characteristics, my friends, should be evident in your life and my life as a child of God. It should be evident in your life and my life as a child of God. It should be evident for us to live out that legacy in front of our children and our families. Listen, as I said earlier, I noticed some of you might be in here today and you haven't had the best childhood. You haven't had the best parental skills or the best mom and dad to raise you up. Maybe you were even raised by your grandparents. My friend, but you're here today. You're here today, and maybe you've been scarred. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you got a bitter taste in your mouth from childhood experiences. God knows about it. God knows about it. Choose to be different. Choose not to live out that legacy with your family that God has given you and the responsibility as a parent that God has left you with. Choose to make a change today. You're here, and God wants to have an impact in your life. God wants to reveal Himself to you. But more than that, God wants to take these characteristics and instill in you so you can set examples for others to follow and instill in them. Choose today to let God reveal Himself to you in an intimate way. In Revelations 3:20, it says, God stands at the door. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up his heart's door, I will come in and sup with him or abide with him and him with me. Will you open up your doors today and let God minister to your heart?